Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. Hey, I had an experience today when I woke up that leads me to this audio teaching, Dominion and its meaning. Dominion and its meaning. Yeah, I had a not-so-pleasant surprise on the homestead. We're taking a break from the gospel road, working on the homestead. And this experience got me thinking about this topic of dominion. You can see a picture, if you found this article, you can see a picture of the experience I had. I'll talk about it in a minute. If you're just listening to this audio, go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, look up the article on dominion, you'll see the picture that I'm talking about. Let me give you a scripture. Genesis 1. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let's talk about this word dominion and what God was intending. Now, one point I want to make here, when you read that scripture verse, did you notice what it says? It's a little side topic here. It says, let us make man. That is a great verse to prove the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Godhead, the three in one. I don't like the word Trinity. It's not scriptural. But the three in one, okay, which is the concept, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, let us. Not long ago, I was refuting a man that's oneness. They teach oneness theology. They believe God is just one. And he couldn't answer. The very first question I asked him, he couldn't answer, who was us? He tried to say it was angels. He was trying to say it was this. None of it works. Us is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I just wanted to throw that in there for you. It's a good verse to use if you ever run into people that tell you the three in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit isn't biblical. Oh, yes, it is. I have articles on that at our teaching blog. So let me get back to my surprise when I woke up this morning on the homestead. I walked out to our garden area where my burn barrel is, and I have a metal cover on it. And it hadn't been burned yet. We were building it up, all of our paper goods, paper towels, all kinds of garbage like that. And something pulled out about 80% of the garbage from about a 3-inch hole in the side of the barrel. It was a mess. I'm pretty sure it's a pesky raccoon. They're really good with their hands. They really get into a lot of trouble. And he made a huge mess. They can be really smart. And in this area, they can be really troublesome. When we moved here, we carved out our homestead out of this forest. And when we first moved here, they were crawling all over our house, climbing on the windows, waking us up at night. Yeah, they had to be dealt with. And that's what we're going to talk about, going back to dominion. That word in Hebrew is rada, and it means to rule, to dominate, to tread down. So just what it says, dominion, to dominate. So here's the point. God created all the amazing animals on the earth, but he expected man, who he created above them, to be over all of them, to dominate, have dominion, to rule the earth's creation, and not let it rule over us. It was his order, and man was to be the head over that creation of all of the animals. I just did a teaching on biblical headship, and God cares about biblical headship. Imagine if man cowers and lets animals rule him. We'd have spiders crawling on us. We'd have grizzly bears eating people and not dealing with them. We would have all kinds of problems with animals destroying agriculture if we didn't take care of them. It would be an out-of-order mess, and we know God is a God of order, right? 1 Corinthians 14:33, not confusion. So the Creator God made us to rule over the animals, and we are to rule them well. That's what dominion is all about. Us ruling the creation, specifically the animals. Now, another side note, I need to warn you. When we talk about dominion, there's a false theology out there called dominionism. And it is a heretical teaching that man has made up. And it teaches that Christians are to dominate the earth, so we have to rule over government, schools, entertainment, politics, all of these. They have a seven mountain mandate, they call it, that Christians are supposed to rule over. The Bible does not teach this at all. It's a heresy. It's a lie of man. In fact, the Bible teaches us that Satan is the god of this world systems. Of the world systems around us, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And Jesus will come and rule the world and all the world systems at his second coming, but not today. The kingdom of God today is within us, all right? The Bible teaches us that. And this idea of dominionism comes from the Word of Faith and the New Apostolic Reformation heretics. Again, they teach a seven mountain mandate, government, schools, entertainment, politics. You take over all of that as Christians. That's biblical, not biblical at all. That's heresy. That's not what God was talking about, dominion. God tells us to take dominion over the animals, not over the system that Satan created, because this is his world. Jesus said, my servants would come and fight if this was my kingdom. That day is coming, glory to God, but it's not right now. So we rule animals by dominion, not Satan's world system. I just want to throw that in there. It's more and more popular now in politics for this dominion idea. And it's not what God has intended. So back to biblical dominion. So God in his wisdom created the universe. He created the earth, you know, gravity and the rotation and the sun and the moon. And he rules over all of that. Praise God. If we ruled over it, we'd probably destroy ourselves. But he made man to rule over the animals. And he commanded that we rule them and rule them well via dominion. So this is a very important concept. Now back to my raccoon issue. As an example of dominionism, I will take dominion. I've set traps. I will catch this troublemaker and I will deal with him. All right, according to dominion. And I'll rule my homestead and I'll get rid of troublesome critters. That's what taking dominion is all about. Now I want to be clear. I grew up with animals. I grew up on a farm. I grew up butchering. I grew up hunting. I want to be very clear. We are never to be cruel. We are never to abuse animals. We are never to wipe them out and destroy their population at will. No, that would be a poor steward of what God gave us. Amen? God says we're to be a good steward. Use what he gives us well. Dominion is not abuse. Dominion is an honor and a blessing from God. Think about that. He created us higher than the animals. So that's a blessing and it's an honor. We're to use them for food. We can use them for clothing. Hey, God killed an animal and clothed us in tunic robes in Genesis 3:21. God led the way as an example. We're to use them as tools like work for oxen, with oxen, horses, and a lot of farms have like guard dogs, sheep herding dogs. That's a good tool. That's a wonderful thing, right? So animals can be used, not abused, no cruelty, but their life can be taken for the purpose of man. That's the whole point. God told Noah, he gave him all these things to use as food. Now, the Bible even commands that we regard the life of our animals. So backs up what I'm saying about not being cruel. Proverbs 12:10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Yeah, we see that a lot. Growing up, I saw a lot of people that were just cruel, evil, and mean to animals, and I never understood it, all right? If an animal's got to be taken out, take him out. Take his life and get rid of him. And if you can, eat him and use him, but don't waste him. Certainly don't torture him and abuse him. That's not part of God's creation at all. We have to be very careful of that. Now, I live in America, but all over the world and many civilized countries, I will say, civilized cultures, they've gone into pet paganism at alarming levels, and it's very much likened to idolatry. I need to inform everyone, animals are not part of the human family. So when people say their dog is part of their family, that is close to idolatry. They're just animals, all right? Many people's pets, I've seen it, are very close to pagan idolatry, loving on them, treating them like sons and daughters, treating them, loving them more than people or God. This is paganism, and it's the wrong view. That's not the kind of dominion God wants us to take with animals, all right? I had pets. I understand that. I think I was too close to some pets at times in my life, but I never really liked having house dogs too often. Had outside dogs, watch dogs, but even then, we have to be very careful that we still treat them as just an animal, just a tool, and we take dominion over them. I find it amazing. People in the Western culture are all upset that people in third world countries eat dogs. Yeah, it's an animal. It can be eaten for meat. But they themselves will eat all kinds of chickens, rabbits, cows, pigs, sheep. But they're upset about dogs. Why? Because they've made them into dear, beloved family members and pets. But they're just animals, and they can be used for the meat. Taking proper dominion. That's what we're talking about here. So let's make sure as saints of God that our relationship to animals is in line with God's dominion headship for our ways, how we handle animals. Make sure it's in line with God's ways. It's not in line with our flesh and our feelings, right? Flesh and feelings always get you into trouble. If we're too fleshly and we don't like the idea of killing animals, ponder this, saints. God had millions and millions of animals sacrificed, shedding their blood, all on the way till Christ arrives and his shed blood comes. Think about how God used animals in the sacrificial system. Pretty amazing in the Old Testament. Make sure that your view, my view, matches God's view of animals. Man is above the animals. They are a resource. We're to dominate them and take dominion. We're to use them properly, not to be cruel. We can be kind to animals, but take their life when we need to. Never abuse them, using them as a blessed resource from the Father. He expects us to rule over them well. We shouldn't fear them. We shouldn't run and hide from them. We shouldn't lament if they have to be killed for food or protection. It is what it is. God ordained us to use animals for our purpose. It's part of his system and his glory since the fall of man. So in this teaching, just ponder your views on animals and how man views them. Sadly, I find there's two extremes. Remember, I always talk about ditches. There's ditches on each side of the road. The truth's in the middle of the road. One ditch is the people that love to kill animals, kill animals, kill animals. They'll destroy them. They'll run them to extinction. They won't use them. They'll just waste them. That's needless, frivolous, sinful, foolish, cruel, and wicked. That's not of God. And then on the other side of the ditch, you have people that are so leaning towards animals over humans, they will have people go thirsty and die if a rare guppy is found in some lake somewhere, and they lift animals up to human levels. That's the other ditch. The truth is in the middle of the road. We should be kind to animals, use them for resource. They're not humans. We should take dominion over them. God wants his people in the middle of the road. It's always where you're going to find the truth. Take dominion over animals, remove pests like I'm going to do with this raccoon, kill to eat or make clothing or make shelter or to protect your family or to protect food growing in gardens. This is what the Father wants us to do. And he repeats himself in verse 28, Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So you see, our mandate is to have dominion over the animals. We don't take dominion over other humans. That would be like lording over, and Jesus said not to do that in Matthew 20. That's where that dominionism goes very, very wrong. So ponder this topic. It's not a very common topic, but it's very vital and important. Animals have a great purpose, and we can use them. Animals do have life blood, okay? And we are told not to eat the blood. Genesis 9, God told Noah, don't eat the blood. In Acts 15, it's echoed, don't eat the blood. We're to drain the blood out. But they don't have souls. Your pets won't be in heaven. Animals are not like humans. They're not family members. They are a resource. They can be a tool. We're to take dominion over them. Make sure that you have a proper view to glorify God. Don't be caught up in this pet paganism. Don't be caught up in your flesh. Take dominion over the earth and his creation that he gave us. What a glorious order he created. If we'll walk in it, it all works. The earth is in travail and moaning and groaning because of sin and wickedness and rebellion, but that should not be so among God's people. Let us walk in the order of God. Amen. I hope that blesses you. Go take dominion over his creation in his name and for his glory. Amen. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look up articles. Look up the article on dominion. Look at the picture of my raccoon mess that I had. I'm going to deal with him. I'm going to take dominion over him. And I hope that it blesses you. There's thousands of other articles to help you. Check out the biblical gospel. Make sure you're born of God. There's a ladies blog to edify the ladies. Audios, videos, articles, all there because we love God. We love our neighbor. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Resting up, getting lots done on the homestead. We'll be hitting the gospel road at some time, Lord willing, going out preaching the gospel in the streets. Yep, we go out and we take dominion over this creation, the animals, but we preach the gospel to our neighbors and the lost, calling them to repentance. Hey, we love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.